Many of you noticed during our worship set, where's Amber? Where is that beautiful angelic voice? Of course, we had Chad, and we love Chad. Chad is awesome. Thank you, Chad, for continuing to put on everything. But Chad is almost incomplete unless his beautiful wife is standing next to him. And where was Amber? Amber was worshiping this morning. Why was she worshiping this morning on her own? Because she was filling herself up and getting prepared, because this morning, Amber has a treat for us. She's going to share from the Word. We just finished up our series about the others. We finished up our series about forgiveness, about loving, about blessing. And next week, we're going to start our series on purpose. And between that week and this week, we have Amber. And Amber Bates, would you please come up here as we pray for you for our morning service? Church, would you stretch forth your hand as our worship pastor is now going to come off the worship stage and preach the Word to us. Stretch your hand forth, would you? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful servant of God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've put into our heart. Lord, you stop her in her shoes sometimes and you share with her what is on your mind. Father God, we are so excited to hear what you have shared with her today. We ask, Lord, for revelation to be clear and simple to her, and that she share it with all of her passion. In your name we pray. And the church says,
well, thank you for praying for me. I need it. This is not an easy job, so commend Sean for doing this every single week. But it's so good to be able to talk with you guys again and share with you what I think the Lord has put on my heart. And so how is everyone today? I normally see your faces before this, but it's so good to see everybody. Thank you for being here on a holiday weekend. How many of you are excited for the 4th of July? Independence Day. Anybody have good plans? Good plans, exciting? Fireworks, maybe? No? Okay. Well, good. So this weekend, obviously, is all about freedom. Tomorrow, we'll celebrate our independence, our freedom as a nation, right? Yes? Okay, I hope so. And that's important. We are free today because of what happened so many years ago on that day. We're free people, and we pride ourselves as Americans, right? We pride ourselves as people who live in America about being the land of the free, right? We are free people. We can do what we want. We can get up. We can go to church like we chose this morning, where we want to. We can put on the clothes that we want. We can drive the cars that we want. We can marry whomever we want, have as many children as we want, because we're free. Amen? We are free. That is what America is all about, and that's what we're going to celebrate tomorrow. And as Christians, that's what we celebrate, or should celebrate, every day, right? Pastor Sean was talking about that, and Chad and the worship team were singing about that. We've talked about that already this morning. Jesus came and gave his very life to set us free, didn't he? He did, from sin and from bondage and from whatever we could face in this life. Jesus set us free, amen? And that's what we celebrate as Christians. That's why we're here today, right? So, okay, good. Thank you for hanging in there. Surprise, today we're going to talk about freedom. But we're not going to talk about freedom in the traditional sense. So we've touched on how we are free. We are free to live basically however we want to live. We can get up and make our own choices. God gives us free will. We can choose what to do, what not to do. And again, Jesus has set us free. And that's freedom, I believe, in the traditional sense when we think about it, right? But what the Lord has been speaking into my life recently, personally, what the Lord has been sharing with me, and what I believe that God wants me to share with you today, is the fact that our words and our thoughts have the power to either bring freedom or bondage to ourselves and to others. Amen? I believe, and the Lord has been just dealing with me so deeply and so strongly about that. Again, not freedom or bondage in the traditional sense, but how my words and what I speak to others and what I say and how I talk and my thoughts and how I think, how I choose to allow my thoughts to dictate things, that can either bring freedom or bondage, literally. Do you believe that? So the Lord's been speaking to me a lot about that, and I want to share with you a little bit about that today. But I want us to pause, and I know we've prayed a lot already this morning, but I want us to pause, and I want us to pray, and I want us to invite the Holy Spirit, because as we sang this morning, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we need His Spirit, and I need His Spirit to speak through me, and we need the Holy Spirit to soften our hearts and to speak to us. So let's just take a moment. Let's just invite the Holy Spirit again into this place. Let's invite Him to have His way in our hearts, in our minds, to speak to us. So Lord, we need You today. We thank You that we're free. We thank You that we have the freedom to choose what we do, where we go. We thank You for the freedom from sin and from death that You have given us through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we believe that where Your Spirit is, there is freedom. And so we welcome, we invite Your Holy Spirit again into this place. And we just ask that You would have Your way, God, and that Your Spirit would bring liberty and would bring freedom. And we invite You into our place, into our hearts and minds. We ask You to bring freedom. Lord, have Your way today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You. So let's start with talking about our words, okay? What we say, the things that we talk about on a daily basis, the things that we say to one another, to maybe our spouses, our children, the things that we say to our coworkers, the things that we say to the people that we come into contact with every day. Maybe it's someone in the store. Maybe it's someone over the phone. Customer service, that's fun, right? I've heard some of your stories about customer service, and it's not fun. But what we say to these people, the way that we talk, the way that we allow ourselves to speak every single day, it matters. Do you realize the importance and the power and the impact that our words truly have? I have to admit that I didn't quite realize this. I kind of go through my day, and sometimes I say things without thinking about it, and maybe some of you can relate. Do you ever say something without thinking about it, or just, you know, someone upsets you and you kind of just snap and just something flies out of your mouth and you can't get it back, right? Am I the only one? Don't let me be the only one. Okay. So sometimes we just say things without really thinking about it, or sometimes we say things that we don't mean, and then we later regret it. But what we say is important, and it's powerful. And I'm going to be a little bit transparent with you today. Again, as I said, the Lord has really been dealing with me about this, really been speaking to me about this, and he started sharing with me and speaking to my heart about this a couple of weeks ago. How many of you have ever heard of a lady named Darlene Check? Well, Darlene Check is a famous worship leader. Have you ever heard of Hillsong Music? Anybody? Okay, she is the founder of Hillsong Music. She is the top worship leader ever, like my greatest role model and inspiration as a worship leader. I love her. Love Darlene Check. So when I saw that she had written a devotional, of course I downloaded it and immediately started reading it. She's amazing. And so I downloaded this devotional by Darlene Check, and the Lord really used it to speak into my life. And it's about a 12-day devotional, and on day 4, there was a devotional entitled My Thoughts and My Words. And, I went off by myself and decided to have a few minutes with God. I decided to read this devotional, thought I'd take a couple minutes, read it, and then leave. Well, the Lord had other plans, because as I began to read that, the Holy Spirit just came so strongly and just convicted me so deeply about what this devotional was saying, about my thoughts and my words. And so you'll hear me reference this today, this devotional. And so I'm going to read something that she said. And again, the Lord just began to speak to me about, through this devotional, about the power of my words and how they impact people and the importance of what I choose to say and the importance of what I choose to think. And the Lord just began to convict me so deeply. And so here's one of the quotes she said. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. The things that we say can either bring life or death, peace or upset, freedom or bondage to ourselves and others. And so as I said, the Lord began to speak to me, and he began to reveal to me how the things that I was saying, even to the people closest to me, the people that I love the most, the things that I was choosing to say without even thinking about it sometimes, were impacting these people in not so good ways, in ways that I'm not very proud of. And again, I'm being transparent with you. I'm not proud of this. But the Lord began to show me how what I was saying and the things that I was choosing to say was putting people in bondage. Instead of freedom, I was speaking death, and I was speaking discouragement. And he began to show me how what I choose to say, again, can bring life or death. It can bring freedom or bondage. It can literally change someone's life. And he began to reveal to me how I was changing people's lives, but not in the way that I wanted to. Our words are powerful. And we know that, right? The Bible says that life and death are in the power of our tongue. That's the ultimate. There's nothing greater than life or death. And that is the power that that our words have. Life or death. And you know this from experience, I'm sure. You know that a right word spoken at the right time can be life-changing. It can alter someone's life. Maybe some of you have experienced this, or maybe you have spoken to someone who maybe experienced a loss, or maybe they were in the hospital sick, and you just offered a word of encouragement. And it doesn't have to be something elaborate, but just a, hey, I'm here for you, I love you, God's with you, God's going to work it out. Or maybe you were on the receiving end of that, and you experienced how life-changing that can be, and how just one word of encouragement at the right time can give you that glimmer of hope to carry on, give you the strength to keep going. Have any of you ever experienced that? Yeah, me too. Good words, positive words, the right words spoken at the right time can be life-changing. And the opposite of that can also be true. Amen? So a discouraging word, something negative, can also be life-changing. And maybe you have experienced this too in a relationship or, let's see, how many of you have ever had a dream or something that you've wanted to do, something that you've been passionate about, and maybe you shared that with somebody, and they were a little bit less than encouraging. Maybe they said, that might not be for you, or I don't know if you're cut out for that. And maybe because of those words, you decided not to pursue that dream. Those words altered your life. Those words altered the decision you made. Or maybe you're having a bad day, and someone comes along and says something negative, or says something mean, or says something not so nice, and it made it even worse. How many of you have ever experienced that? Anybody? Right. Words are powerful, and they can change lives. And I really want you to get a hold of that today. I really feel like in my spirit, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to get across. Our words are powerful, and they can change lives. They can either bring freedom or bondage. I'm going to be a little more transparent with you and share a story, not in detail, but I'm going to share a story with you. And as I was, as I was preparing this message, and as I was thinking, reading through these scriptures and thinking about the power of our words and the impact that they have on people, I was reminded of a time in my life where I experienced the truth of this. And there were some people in my life who spoke some negative things to me and spoke some very discouraging things to me and over me and about me. And it affected me so greatly, and it discouraged me so much to the point where, church, I didn't want to be in ministry anymore. I didn't want to be a worship leader anymore. These words that these people spoke to me and over me and about me, and they were just words. They didn't punch me. They didn't kick me. They were just words. And that discouraged me so greatly and affected me so deeply. I honestly did not want to be in ministry, and I even felt like God didn't want to use me, and God didn't want me anymore, and for some reason that God didn't love me anymore. And of course, I know in my head those things aren't true. I grew up in church. I know what the Bible says. But because of people's words, it affected me that deeply. And it was, I remember it being one of the darkest times in my life. Some of the darkest days I've ever faced. Words are powerful. Our words are powerful. And the impact the people that we're saying them to, they mean something. They can either bring freedom or bondage. The words that we say. But God in his faithfulness put, number one, a loving and wonderful husband in my life. And you saw him up there today, Chad. You saw how wonderful he is. God put him in my life, and at the same time, used him to speak encouragement and words of life to me. Words of encouragement, saying things like, Amber, I believe in you. You can do this. You're talented. You're amazing. Words of encouragement, words of life. And he began to speak those words to me. And on some of my darkest days, God used those words to pick me up and encourage me. And again, God in his faith, he's so faithful. God in his grace and his mercy and his faithfulness to me then began to use his word. And as I spent time with him, began to speak to me through his word and through other people, Sean and Bridget included in that. God began to speak truth to me through his word. Amber, I love you. Amber, I'm for you. I'm not against you. I want to use you. I love you. And God used those words, those life-giving words of encouragement and truth to set me free. He did. I am here a living testament today about the power of words. And if it hadn't been for those life-giving and encouraging words, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be standing right here in front of you talking to you today. I wouldn't be here. God is faithful, and our words and what we choose to say and how we use them matter, and they are important. They can either bring freedom or bondage. Our words are powerful. Church, that's what I want you to get today. Our words matter. And that's what I didn't realize. I didn't realize that what I was saying affected people so greatly, could alter their thinking, could change their minds. I didn't realize the power of my words and how I can honor God with my words or I cannot honor God with my words. And how many of you here today want to honor God? I do. And I realized that by what I was speaking, sometimes without realizing it, was not honoring God and was putting people in bondage. And the Bible says a lot about our words. And I encourage you to go home today and do a search. You could do a Google search about scriptures on words. The Bible says a lot about the things that we say. In Proverbs, it talks about how reckless words can be sharp like swords or can pierce like swords. Or gracious words can be sweet like honeycomb, can bring healing. The Bible says that. So our words can either bring freedom or bondage to others. But did you know, did you realize even, that what we say, the things that we choose to talk about on a daily basis can also affect us? What you say can affect yourself. Did you realize that? Again, another thing in this devotional that really just hit me was, we can also affect ourselves by what we say. The words we speak go into our own ears and go deep down into our souls. We can literally increase our own joy by speaking the right words. We can also upset ourselves by talking unnecessarily about our problems, insecurities, or things that have hurt us in relationships. That's true, isn't it? And I guess I didn't realize that, but when the Lord again began to reveal to me, when I have a bad week or a bad day and I decide to just keep talking about it and keep telling people about it, and just, oh, my day was horrible and my week was horrible, the Jeep broke down and the dog ran away and Adeline won't go to sleep ever, or she's sick again, or whatever, and I just begin to just all the time talk about these negative things, I don't get any happier. And nothing changes, really, except that more bad things happen because I'm just focused on all the negative and I'm just choosing to pick out the bad things, or I'm in pain or whatever it is, or I don't feel well, or I'm tired. I need more coffee most of the time. But when I talk about those things, it doesn't help and it upsets me more. And then I put myself in more bondage because I'm talking about these negative things, and I keep talking about them. Now, I don't mean that we shouldn't share our burdens with one another. That is different. Sometimes we need prayer. Sometimes we need to talk to somebody. Sometimes we need to say, hey, I need help. I'm dealing with something, and that's okay. But when we talk unnecessarily about our problems, and that's all that we talk about, and we're just negative for the sake of saying it, and we just want to just only talk about bad things that happen, that upsets us, and that puts us in more bondage. So we end up putting ourselves in bondage because of the things that we say. Or we can choose freedom, and we can speak good things, and we can speak life, and we can choose to talk about how good God is, how faithful he is. Yes, my car broke down, but at least I have a car to break down. Right? You can always come up with something positive. And if nothing else, there is a God in heaven who loves you and sent his son to die for you. And one day you're going to spend eternity with him. If nothing else is going right, you at least have that going for you. And you can choose to think about that. And you can choose to talk about that. And as you talk about that, that is what gets into your spirit. And that is what sets you free. You can choose to talk about freedom, or you can choose to talk about bondage. There's power in our words. What we say matters. But that's hard, right? I think it's hard. And so, again, the Lord has been dealing with me about this, but that does not mean that I have mastered it. It just means that the Lord is continuing to work with me on this, because it's a hard thing to do. You can't just, or at least I can't. Maybe you can, and I hope that you can. But I cannot just wake up one day and decide, okay, everything that I say is going to be positive if, you know, someone makes me angry or Chad doesn't take out the trash. I'm not going to say anything mean or negative. I'm just going to be totally positive and speak. That's hard. Let's be honest, right? I'm being honest with you. How many of you agree that that can be a hard thing to do? It's hard sometimes to choose to say encouraging things or life-giving things. Or again, if you just have a really bad week, and sometimes the devil just seems to really try and make it difficult for us. Do you agree? I had one of those weeks a couple weeks ago, and I was joking about the Jeep breaking down and the dog ran away, but all those things really happened. And it was a bad week, and we had a birthday party, and again, it was hard to choose not to focus on those things and to talk about good things. It was hard to find good things. It's difficult. And so when the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about this and really convicting me about this, I knew I had to make a change. I knew I needed to do it differently. But I didn't know how. I said, God, how do I do this? I really want to speak the right words. I know that I need to. I know that you're commanding me to. But it's hard. And how do I do this? How do I do it? And the Lord spoke to me and said, you have to change the way that you think. I said, oh, okay. And the Lord used some scripture. And he began, again, through this devotional, began to speak to me again and said, the things that you think about are the things that are going to come out of your mouth. what you dwell on, what you choose to entertain, what you mull over in your head, that's what's going to come out. That's what's going to change your attitude. And so if you can change that, then your words will change. And then I found some scriptures. Luke 6:45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Wow. Hits you like a hammer, doesn't it? What's in my heart, what's in my mind, what I dwell on will eventually come out of my mouth, good or bad. And so do you realize that we have the power, we have the ability to choose our thoughts? We can choose. We have the power. God gives us free will. Again, we talked about how free we are. We have the freedom to choose our thoughts. And in choosing my thoughts, that will change the way that I talk. And so Philippians 4:8 and 9 says this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, I'm sure you've heard the scripture, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, I didn't hear anything negative in there. Nothing. The Bible tells us and commands us to only think about good things, to only think about what is true. That's a good one. That's a big one. Think about what's true instead of the lies. Only think about good things. Think about things that are praiseworthy and pure. So we can choose. We can choose. And I don't mean that you can choose those random thoughts that pop into your head, right? Or you can't choose when someone says something to you or does something to you bad. You can't choose that. Sometimes those things happen. Sometimes those thoughts pop into your head. The enemy likes to squeeze them in there. But we can choose what we do with those thoughts. We can either choose to take that thought, and like I gave you an example of earlier, we can think about it, we can dwell on it, we can let that bad thought lead to another negative thought and to another negative thought, and before we know it, we're really upset and we're in a really bad mood, and that eventually comes out of our mouths, right? Or we can choose, like Philippians says, to think about good things and pure things and holy things, things that are true. We can choose. The Bible even says that we have the power to take our thoughts captive. When they pop into our head, we can take them captive and we can make them become obedient to Christ. So what does that mean? When a thought pops into your head and it's not a good one, we can choose to either let it go and let it go and let it go, or we can take it and we can say, no, I'm going to turn it around. And like Philippians says, I'm going to choose to think about something good. I'm going to choose to think about something positive. And then eventually good things will come out of your mouth, because that's what you're thinking about. That's what's in your spirit. That's what's in your heart. We can either bring freedom or bondage to ourselves by what we think, by what we dwell on, by the thoughts that we entertain. Let me give you an example in case you're not getting it. Let me give you an example of how we can choose our thoughts. All right, so again, I'm being honest with you and being really transparent today, and I hope that's okay. Don't hold it against me. I'm not perfect. The Lord is really working with me on these things. And so let's just say, for instance, and this is a totally random example, this may or may not have happened at my house one time or 20 times. I don't know. But and Chad's gone, so it's okay. He doesn't need to hear this. But let's just use this example. Let's say the trash is full, and I don't like to take out the trash, because I'm a woman, I don't know. I just think it should be the guy's job to take out the trash. That's how I think. And so, you know, I asked Chad nicely, honey, please take out the trash. Trash is full. Okay, sure. 20 minutes later, I need to go throw something in the trash can. And I can't, because the trash is still full. Chad did not take out the trash like I asked him to. Totally random example. Chad didn't take out the trash. So in that, and he's not there, he's off doing something else, but he didn't take it out like I asked him. And so immediately, I'm frustrated. I'm a little angry that Chad didn't take out the trash and I can't throw it out. And so anyway, I'm just angry, right? And so that thought pops into my head, ooh, Chad didn't take out the trash. And so I have a choice. And sometimes, a lot of times, this is the choice that I make. I think to myself, Chad didn't take out the trash. Ugh, I asked him to take out the trash, and he didn't listen. He's so lazy. He said, does he want our house to smell and be full of vermin because of he doesn't want to take the trash out? He doesn't care about me enough. He doesn't love me enough to take out the trash when I ask him to. What is wrong with Chad? All over the trash. And so you can see how one negative thought leads to another negative thought. And I'm just getting worked up the whole time. I'm getting so angry about this trash, and I'm in a really bad mood now. And so when Chad walks into the room at that point, do you think I'm not going to say something to Chad about the trash? Of course I am. And I'm going to tear into him about not taking out the trash and basically, you know, beat him up because he didn't take out the trash. And it's all because I allowed myself to take that one negative thought and to think about it and to dwell on it and let it lead to another negative thought and another negative thought. And I put myself in bondage and I got really worked up. And that eventually came out of my mouth. And that put him in bondage and discouraged him, all because of my negative thoughts. You see how that works? You can choose to put people in bondage or to put yourself in bondage because of your thoughts, because of your words. Now, let's rewind and let's go the other road. So Chad didn't take out the trash. 20 minutes later, I need to throw something away and I can't. And immediately that thought pops into my head. I'm frustrated. I'm a little angry that Chad didn't take out the trash. I asked him to and he didn't. But I can choose to stop and I can choose to do what Philippians tells me to do. And I can turn those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. I have the freedom to make that choice, and so do you. And so instead, and what I've been trying to do recently is saying something like, okay, yeah, Chad didn't take out the trash, but he did make breakfast this morning, and that was really nice. Or Chad did work today. He went to work and made money for us so that I can go shop and buy coffee, really. That's what I do with our money. I buy coffee. I'm sorry. It's so bad. He did go to work and provide for our family, and he's probably tired, and that was really good of him. And, you know, he did cut the grass yesterday. And so I can choose to think about, and God gave us a beautiful, you know, I can just, a beautiful daughter, and you know, Chad really is sweet and nice, and it's really not that big of a deal that he forgot to take out the trash, right? And you can see how I chose to start thinking of positive things, and maybe some of them are really far-fetched or a really long time ago. That's okay, because I'm choosing to think about the positive things. I'm choosing to think about the good things, and then I start to calm down. I'm not so upset. I'm not in a bad mood, right? And so maybe I'll just take out the trash. It's not going to kill me to take out the trash for my husband. I can take it out. Or if Chad happens to walk into the room, instead of immediately tearing him down and speaking discouragement, I can just, at that point, I can calmly say, honey, would you mind taking out the trash? I really need to throw something away. And it's totally different, isn't it? We can bring freedom or bondage because of the way that we think and the things that we choose to say. And our thoughts determine our words. It's powerful. It is powerful. We can change our lives and we can change the lives of those around us just by changing the way that we choose to think, just by changing the way that we talk to people, speaking a word of encouragement or a compliment. And I've noticed that even here, even this morning, of course, I'm thinking about my message, and I'm trying to put it into practice a little bit. And so maybe, you know, I walked up to a few people and I said, you look beautiful. You look wonderful. It's so good to see you. And you could see the person's face light up. And you can see how it changes their mood and what's going on. Words matter, and words impact people. They impact us. What we talk about is important. How we think is important. Another point in that devotional that I read was this. It says that God desires that our spirit be light and free so that it can function properly, not heavy and oppressed. And I would challenge you today, church, that that is determined by the way that we allow ourselves to think. That is determined by what we choose to let come out of our mouths. It is so important. It is so life-altering. And God desires for his people, for his children to be free, to not be in bondage. But so many times we put ourselves and the people around us in bondage because of how we think and how we talk. Is this making sense today? Do you understand what I'm saying? And I just, again, I want so badly, of anything that you hear today, I want you to understand how life-altering and important your words are, and how your thoughts determine your words. I want to share another scripture with you from Romans 8. Chad read to you from Romans 8 this morning. And actually, I didn't know that he was going to, but it just confirms that this is what the Spirit is speaking. Romans chapter 8 is one of my all-time favorite chapters in the Bible, and it talks all about freedom. And it talks all about the Spirit giving us freedom. But the key in this chapter is allowing the Spirit to control your mind and that bringing freedom. So let me read this to you. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6 says this: those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. Period. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. How many of you will raise your hand and say that you want life and peace instead of death? Half of you? Not everybody? Me. I'm raising both hands. I can't. But I want life and peace. And the way to live in life and peace is to let the Spirit control your mind, not your flesh, not your circumstances, not how you feel, but the Spirit. And the Spirit will speak truth and will speak good things, will speak things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are positive. That will bring life and peace. That will bring freedom instead of bondage. And the Lord wants us to be free. He wants us to be free. That's why David prayed in Psalms 19:14. He said this: Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Because he realized the importance of the way that he talked and the things that he meditated on in his heart and his mind. He said, Lord, let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, because they can either bring freedom or they can bring bondage. And so, church, I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you. Again, we have the power to choose. It's up to us. And of course, with the help of the Holy Spirit, who brings freedom, who brings liberty. I want to challenge you today to choose freedom instead of bondage. I want to challenge you to choose to be free with the things that you say, with the things that you think. Church, will you stand with me today? And if there's anybody here today who desires to make this commitment, who desires to choose freedom in our thoughts and in our words, I'm going to ask you to stand with me and just make a commitment to the Lord by standing. Let's dedicate our thoughts and our words to the Lord. Yeah, you can come. And let's go back a little bit. As the Lord was convicting me of this, and I was touched so deeply, moved to tears even, and I don't cry a lot, but I was moved to tears because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. He spoke to me so deeply about how my words were impacting others and how my thoughts were dictating that. I just said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I need help. And through this devotional again, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, today is a new beginning. And my mercies are new every morning. And my grace is sufficient for you. And my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And that's what I want to speak over you today. If you feel like you can admit that to yourself and to the Lord, hey, my words haven't brought freedom. They've brought more bondage. And my thoughts haven't been pleasing to the Lord. I want to encourage you today and speak to you that the Lord, his mercies are new and he is gracious and loving. And today can be a new beginning for you. Today you can choose freedom instead of bondage. True freedom in your thoughts and your words. You can bring freedom to the people around you. You can choose that today. Because of the blood of Jesus and the freedom that he gave us at the cross, the past can be the past, and the Lord can help us to move forward in freedom.